At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Cindy Adams Show, 77 WABC.
I am about to have a wonderful experience. I love Renee Fleming. Everybody loves Renee Fleming. And she has just gotten the information that she is going to be at this year's Kennedy Center honoree. How do you get the information? How does it come?
So Deborah Rutter, who runs the Kennedy Center, called me, and she got me just as I was leaving Lowe's and doing some home shopping. I happened to be home for a few days. She said, I love that. I love calling people with this information when they're running errands. So it was thrilling. I practically wrecked the car. I had to pull, almost had to pull over. I was so excited.
What do you wear? I mean, really, what do you wear for something like this?
Well, I called my good friend Vera Wang, so I think she is going to dress me for this. So I'm in great hands, and I can't wait to see what she comes up with.
You're on a concert tour, but Renee, you were always on a concert tour. You're always traveling. Does it not get a little wearying a little bit for the constant travel?
It can. I love it, but definitely, we all have bad days. My husband was stuck in the Denver airport for 24 hours yesterday. So, there are difficult times. But by and large, I don't mind. I actually really enjoy what I do, and I love going to all these new places.
When you travel and going to a different place, they have different concepts. Do you have to take different places, different wardrobe, different kinds of things that you would wear? Like if it was in the Hamptons, it was one thing. If it was in Maine, it would be another. Do you do that?
Absolutely, I do. I'm in Aspen now, and so that's different. You wouldn't dress in Aspen like you would dress in the Hamptons. It is a little bit different. So I do think about that. I spend a lot of time in major capitals. I travel also internationally a great deal, but mainly I think about the program. I try to program for the audience that I'm singing for. And so that takes a lot of care and thought.
But Renee, if you're on the road, don't tell me you have to go back home in between each thing to get new clothes. How does that work?
No, I can't. I usually can't. No. In fact, my uniform is black with a really colorful jacket or a colorful scarf or even fun shoes. So I try to keep it a simple wardrobe so that I can travel comfortably. And the gowns, I really can't carry more than 3 gowns with me. And I do. And I'm very disciplined about luggage. I keep my luggage to the 50 pounds and I just drag those gowns around the world. I mean, lately it's been Chanel and Vivienne Westwood, and the Chanel gown was enormous. So that's a challenge. But when I hear the audience ooh and ah and applaud when I walk out in the gown, it's worth it.
Oh, but you're so gorgeous. You would look good no matter what. I mean, you could look good in some schmata blouse. Tell me how how do you protect your voice? Back in 1,000 years ago, when my husband was working in some little places, we gave a ride to a singer. A singer was in the car with us, and she was a nobody singer. And she made us close all the windows and turn off the air conditioning, and we were dying of heat. Why? Because she wanted to protect her voice. What ways do you protect that glorious voice?
Well, she wasn't wrong. You don't want to dry out your throat. So what I'll do is I don't want anyone to suffer in the car, but I'll sit in the back seat and make sure it's off in the back. I don't love a lot of air conditioning. I could try to stay hydrated. You have to get rest. It's really living moderately.
And you don't shout? There must be other ways.
Yes, you cannot go into loud restaurants, which unfortunately that's a sacrifice I've had to make, is I don't eat in restaurants very often because so many of them now are incredibly loud.
They are not only incredibly loud with the people, They all have loud, loud music on top of it all. It's
right.
dreadful. I don't know how you do it. And if you're going in, Renee, there is air conditioning in all of these places. How do you do that? You can't make them turn it off.
It only bothers me if it's extreme, you know, or if it's blowing right on me, or if I'm nervous. If none of these symptoms are an issue, if I'm, you know, leading my regular life every day, but if I'm about to perform, then I'm very, we're all very sensitive. Fragrance, definitely cold air, blowing. It's not the temperature, it's the blowing that dries out my throat. So, see, you're really getting to the bottom of this.
And if you go from city to city to city to city, and you're traveling a great deal, is there a prep beforehand to get ready? What does it entail?
Well, what was hard when I did these filmed these two IMAX pieces, so Cities That Sing, in Venice and in Paris, is I also hosted. So I was outside in the elements. I was on a boat for an entire day in Venice, which I actually cannot complain about. It was quite spectacular. But then you have to get in, then you have to sing as well. So, I have good fortitude. I would say I just really kind of have that kind of a disciplined attitude. And I just try to get it done to the best of my ability.
You also have
the preparation you asked about is really about learning the music that I'm preparing the music that I have to perform. That's the main preparation.
You also told me that when you're in a hotel room, it's not just a hotel room. You're interviewing people or you're having people over and you're helping mankind. You're doing a lot for as an ambassador. Can you explain that to us?
Well, I'm working now at the this intersection of health and the arts. I believe that creative art therapy should be embedded in our healthcare system. We have a global mental health crisis. Depression is up 30% around the world. And I'm now, this is very exciting, I'm an ambassador to the World Health Organization. And Dr. Tedros, who runs it, is very concerned about that. So I'm working on initiatives that can kind of spread the word about stigma, about music. Is in fact, listening to music releases chemicals in the brain that make you feel less alone and less isolated. There are a lot of science around this now.
Does that mean you go to hospitals and schools also?
I do when I can, but I also give presentations and connect performing arts venues and presenters with hospitals and with researchers in universities. And it's very exciting. The audience loves to learn about these things. I love to learn about it. And it spreads the word that being involved in the arts, going to the arts, participating is good for our health.
You also are doing some other things for television. And tell me, you're doing so many things, I almost don't know what to ask you first. Tell me. Tell me.
On July 4th, I'm doing the Capital Force program on the steps of the Capitol.
What? Just a second.
Concert.
Go slowly. My brain doesn't take all that in. You are doing what?
Yes. The
Say
Capital
it again.
Capital Force concert on Tuesday, the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol on July 4th, live on PBS. So that's, when I called you, I was just practicing my songs for that.
Oh my, what songs do you do for something like that? July 4th, Patriot songs?
I'm going to sing Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music and a beautiful new arrangement of My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
I
love this program.
Can I ask what kind of a beautiful arrangement?
Well, it's an orchestration, but Rob Mathis also created these wonderful modulations. So the song soars and soars with each verse. I think it's going to be very thrilling, and it'll be the first time anyone's heard it.
If you're doing opera, does it not take a great deal more energy than when you're doing a concert?
Not necessarily, because a concert that's a classical concert, I still don't have a microphone like opera, and it's only me, whereas opera I share with a lot of other people. So it depends on the role, but the hours that I sang last season at the Metropolitan Opera was quite challenging, but also wonderful because it was such a success. 40% of the audience had never been inside the Metropolitan Opera before, and so that's exciting.
Do they know you, Renee Lynn Fleming, all over the world, in small little crappy countries as well?
You know, the internet has been our friend in that respect. YouTube has been our friend in the sense that we can hear and listen to singers, whether we see them ever or not. Even the Met broadcasts have been, the HD broadcasts have helped me. I've gone, when they first came out and I sang in the far reaches of Scandinavia and I already had an audience, that was really a gift.
What about languages? Do you sing in other languages? Yes. I mean, I know the answer, but do you sing in other languages as well?
I've sung in about 11 different languages. typically, it's the European Romance languages, but my favorite is Lord of the Rings because I actually sing in Old Elvish, Ancient Elvish, and Modern Elvish, which I, you know, Tolkien made up, but there it is.
Listen, you have been nominated for, I mean, maybe 18 Grammy. Where are your Grammys? Where do you put them?
Well, I have typically kept awards sort of behind closed doors because when I'm home, you know, growing, really being home throughout my career and raising my children, I really wanted to keep, you know, separate, you know, my career and being at home in my mind so that I could relax and really be with them. But now that they're grown up and have their own lives. My daughter came home and said, "Mom, you've got to put your Grammys out. That's the one award you have to put out." I just won the fifth one. I think that's a really exciting number, and I'm really excited about that. For Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene.
Okay, when do we get your television stuff? I know you're doing something special for television. I know. Tell me about it.
So the first two episodes of the IMAX Cities That Sing are coming out in August. Paris is August 26th and Venice is September 16th. This is Fathom event, so this will be in movie theaters. Television right now is the Kennedy Center Honors on December 3rd and this Capitol 4th on July 4th. And then, of course, we're doing the hours again next season at the Met, and that's been on TV, so that will probably be available for people to see. So it's been an incredible year.
Everything is an incredible year for you. I'm going to let you go in a minute or two because I know what you're doing at the moment. Tell me, is it so that you keep the ringer off in your home so nobody bothers you on the telephone and you don't use your voice?
I'm not really, yes, I would say that that's been a longstanding habit, but it was also partly to kind of give myself some space, you know, because there was a time when people were constantly reaching out and asking for things. And I think everybody who gets in that position, Leontine Price, the great soprano, just talked about having, you need to tune out the noise and really focus on your work, focus on your voice, or nobody's going to want anything from you. And it happened, she said, literally overnight. So I took her advice to heart, and I have tried to protect myself in that way so that my voice isn't so fatigued.
Okay, last question before I let you go. I don't want you to go, but I know you're going to hang up on me any second. So a last question. Do you remember your very first recital, your first time in front of a big audience?
Well, I can't say that I would remember that. The opera engagements were so crucial in developing my career. So those things I remember well. My Metropolitan Opera debut, that was unbelievable. And it was one of those starry experiences when I got a phone call in the morning and they said, "Hey, kids, you're on," because I was the understudy. So that was magical. And I ran around the apartment for half an hour screaming. So and it was a role that I knew well. I was prepared. And so it was the perfect debut opera.
Listen, Renee Fleming to schlep you away from what you're doing and get you on the air. I thank you. I love you. And I'm so grateful you talked to me. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you, Cindy. You too. All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
So what do I have to make of?
You just have to do like 3 minutes.